The campaign is the brainchild of County Board Supervisor James Duncan and was launched in the form of a resolution adopted by the Outagamie County Board last month and then sent to the 71 other counties across the state. It calls on the legislature and the governor to make reducing the jail and prison population a priority and to do it by creating more treatment and diversion programs for low-risk mentally ill and drug-addicted offenders. Duncan says he's convinced the state is spending more than it needs to on locking people up.
$2.5 billion that we spend on corrections, not counting all the add-on things that we do for the families of these people out there. So if we can do something to correct the situation through treatment, it is a much more conservative way about going about things, and it solves the problem, makes our community safer.
Duncan worked closely with the community group Esther in drafting and pushing through the resolution. Local Esther organizer Stephanie Gildenvan says there's a statewide effort to shift prison dollars to county-based treatment and diversion programs.
I think we have support across the state for this. It's just a matter of ensuring that this is a priority for our legislators on both sides of the aisle. It's something that our legislators have been approached with year after year, and small amounts of investment have been made. They need to decide to actually do the investment.
Gildenvan says groups like hers across the state will be urging county officials to take that message to Madison next year and demand a boost in funding for treatment instead of prison programs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.